That's music by Astor Piazzolla, performed by the Alejandro Quartet, Quarteto Tango. They'll be at the University of Illinois tonight on the schedule that I just gave you a bit ago. You're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly. Thanks for joining us on the show. Tonight at 7 o'clock on the evening concert, it's the Cleveland Orchestra, led by guest conductor Giancarlo Guerrero from Knight Concert Hall in Miami. Gabriela Montero is the piano soloist in Grieg's Piano Concerto. Also on the program, Beethoven's Sixth Symphony and Respighi's The Pines of Rome. It's the Cleveland Orchestra tonight at 7 on the evening concert here on FM 90.9. We have support today from the Music Shop, celebrating 51 years of service to music education, now offering private lesson instruction for students of all ages. They also feature guitars, amplifiers, digital pianos, software, and sound equipment in the Pro Sound Center at 27 East Market View Drive, Market View Plaza, Champaign, or at themusicshop.com. And shop is spelled S-H-O-P-P-E. The Galactic Cowboy Orchestra, out of Minnesota, is an unusual kind of name for an unusual mix of music. I described them one way in my promo for the show. On their website, they describe it slightly differently as Chick Corea meets the Dixie Dregs meets a Prairie Home Companion. Two very different descriptions, if you heard those earlier. I wouldn't know where to begin in talking about these guys. We were very pleased a couple years ago to have them playing in our listening area. I think it was the Sleepy Creek Vineyards, and then they played on our show, which was a blast. And then I heard from their fiddle player, Lisi Wright, a few months ago, saying that they were going to be between gigs. Any chance we'd like to have them back? So it's a little unusual that we have... Thank you.
I just added.
That was the coda, right?
I just wrote that.
That's you're witnessing creativity, right? Yeah.
It's called live radio, ladies and gentlemen. The Galactic Cowboy Orchestra live in the studio here on Live and Local on FM 90.9, featuring the solo at the end, Mark O'Day, percussionist extraordinaire. Endorsed by paste cymbals and performing apparently stolen University of Illinois School of Music music stand.
Yeah.
I would be ashamed of saying that, except they're all over town, and everybody knows it. And I didn't steal it, and I don't know some musician came in and brought it here.
It's even got, like, muffling on it for some reason.
Oh, it's got taped?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Well, maybe somebody intended for this to be used as a percussion item. Well, in any event, what was the name of that tune?
It was called Dark Matter, off the first CD.
The first CD, which is called Looking for a Little Strange.
Correct.
You know, somebody needs to update your website because you don't list your other CDs in your biography. Yeah. So you have one out from last year, all out of peaches. That must be Lisi's role there.
I think we should fire management right
now.
Yeah.
All out of peaches. That's a wonderful title. And then you have a couple of volumes of... quote, songs we didn't write from 2009 and 2011, as their cover tunes, as you would expect. This was one you did write.
Correct.
Now, I'm saying write. There are two writes in the room, Lisi on the fiddle and John on the bass, Dan Neal's the guitarist, and Mark O'Day, as we mentioned, the percussionist. And I do remember, now that I'm sort of rereading your bios and so on, various aspects of you from when you were here a couple years ago, but I really don't have any idea what we talked about at the time, so we may cover some of the same ground. But you all are originally from Minnesota, the Twin Cities, Minnesota, or
nope.
Any of you?
Not from the Twin Cities. I'm from Minnesota. I'm from southern Minnesota.
But you gathered in and currently living in.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Everybody
Correct.
Is living in.
Yes.
Well, what is the Twin Cities music life like? I mean, I think our experience on public radio tends to focus rather narrowly on A Prairie Home Companion.
Sure.
I think somehow this represents
it's just like that.
Twin Cities music. That's it.
I spend a lot of time just hanging out on Lake Wobegon. And
eating hot dish.
Yeah, and doing all those things like Garrison Keillor.
In that which case, it must get awfully dull because, you know, there's just a few stories go on and a few sort of music
groups. Not Mr. Big City like you.
Yeah. No, you know, it's nothing like that, actually, but...
Some parts are. Southern Minnesota's kind of like that, actually.
Yeah. But musically, I mean, what all goes on there? I mean, are you you're this sort of fusion of all kinds of different things? Are you do you represent in a
we
way?
Are, no, we, all the we music don't that represent the Minneapolis music scene.
Mm. Not at all.
In any
not really,
fashion,
no.
really.
We're an abomination.
Than, yes. we other than that, we emanate from there, which is why we tour mostly. We don't play in our own region
really?
Very
yeah,
often.
Yeah, we don't play all that often in Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Do people just not want you or... Or what?
No, they don't run us. It hurts, too. It's probably a little of, you know, you're never big in your hometown
right,
and all that,
yeah.
that thing. But then the other thing is I had a discussion on a webcast with Lisa and I did a webcast in Minneapolis just a couple weeks ago. And we were talking about this. And they're a bit... They're a bit spoiled. They're a bit jaded, I think. This is my opinion. They kind of, if you're from there, it doesn't help. But it's just funny. We can go to North Carolina and we're embraced there. But you go, you know, we try to play a club. We will play a jazz club in Minneapolis that we do quite well at. Just goes to show you.
If they ever bring us back.
Yeah. they're used to, you know, they're used to an eclectic type of music. But otherwise, it's like... we can't really play our music and have
the same
good
reaction.
Vibe come back.
Mm. Yeah, the same reaction we'll get elsewhere.
But. Yeah, they basically want to hear it's kind of a set thing that they want to hear. And
so what would that set thing be?
It's an indie thing? Rock town. I mean, that's definitely true of Minneapolis.
Indie rock?
Yeah, indie rock is big there.
And covers.
Replacements and suburbs.
I mean, I know there is a lot of classical music that goes on. You know,
sure,
yeah. A couple of, you got a major symphony orchestra there, you have a major chamber orchestra there.
Yeah, St. Paul.
You have a major music school there.
Mm-hmm.
It's a, you know, I got rejected by them, so I'm sort of feeling...
By who?
By the University of Minnesota, I'm feeling sort of...
you did?
Whoa.
Yes. I feel you.
We apologize.
Pain, you know,
for well, it's not
they
a,
didn't want me either.
Yeah, I mean, just our path of least resistance, you know, so it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah, it's just kind of like, well, okay, it's not necessarily working. We do play it at a club. It's like, I call it our home bar because it's the first bar that ever booked this band, this configuration, in White Bear Lake, Minnesota. And... that place always fills up. It's not very big, but it always gets packed, and they like to hear our crazy music. So that's kind of fun.
We will play, you know, we don't say that we don't play there at all, because we do. We'll play certain outdoor events, park gigs, small festivals. The jazz club we mentioned earlier, which is a national destination venue for traveling jazz acts. It's called the Dakota, so... we played there, but what we've discovered, I think this is probably true most of the time for most artists, is that when you're in your home market, and I heard Steve Tyler from Aerosmith say this, it's familiarity breeds contempt. So if you're there, well, you're there. So you're not, there's a bit of what Mark said, you get taken for granted, you're not as special. But what we did notice is that when we started heading east, when you pass a certain geographical point, for whatever reason, we don't know, people like our kind of music better.
And which point is that?
I can't disclose that information here.
No, I don't know. I mean, it's like, even in Chicago, I mean, we go to Chicago and it works. It seems like just kind of getting out of the home region, honestly. Not to say that our home region doesn't enjoy our music. It's just...
Smaller
yeah,
numbers.
Yeah, smaller numbers. Exactly.
We should say a little bit that the Galactic Cowboy Orchestra you're experiencing on the show here is a little bit different from the Galactic Cowboy Orchestra you would experience live, just because you're playing acoustically here, except for John does have electric bass. And the rest of you would, well, Lisi and Dan, you would be plugged in.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Would you play electric guitar, Dan, or would you plug in your acoustic?
I would do both.
You would do both.
Mainly electric.
Yeah. Mainly electric.
Yeah.
So there is that sound difference, but it seems to work. You know, I have the first record. first CD, and it seems to work this way, at least for me. Mm-hmm. But then acoustic always works great for me. And if, of course, you don't have your drums here, partly because you'd probably overpower the rest of them playing acoustically in this room.
Yeah.
It's fun to do this. We don't get a chance to do this very often. So it's playing stripped down forces you to play better.
It's kind of fun to go extreme.
Well, actually, hold on. I'm going to pick up on that right there. Do you think that's true? It forces you to play better?
Yeah. It forces you to think differently, at least. There's a certain element that we enjoy to playing loud when there's volume involved with guitar, bass, even fiddle in a larger room. You approach the instrument differently, and it's less precise. It's still precise as you can make it, but it's less precise. There's nothing to hide behind in this environment at all. There's no, even when Danny doesn't play very distorted electric guitar, but there's some. So he has to think a little differently. I play with a little overdrive on my bass just because that's the sound I like. Naturally, it comes off the amp. So there's less room in between the notes.
Of course, I'm in my element here.
Yes.
This is what I'm most used to. This is what I grew up learning on, the music stand with brushes.
Mark's not sarcastic at all.
Yeah. No, and the same thing goes for me. I mean, it's kind of fun to do this every once in a while, because otherwise it's just, you know, we come in and you're just kind of doing a GCO light. You know, this way it's like almost like a totally different animal, so I'd rather do this than try to just
tone it
come
down.
This is like the Galactic Cowboy Quartet.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Rather than orchestra, which
correct.
Of course
right,
is still
right.
a quartet, but you
it's
can
It's like
crank
an intimate
it up.
Evening with the Galactic.
So if you do, I mean, since you do, you know, you are electric, you are plugged in at your shows, and you use the term loud, play loud. I mean, does that necessarily mean you have to play loud?
No, it's it electric? Doesn't, but
especially if you're in small clubs.
Yeah, we've played any size room. We've played literally any space you can possibly conjure up. We've played it. But we tend to play to the space, usually. We always do, actually, which is a skill that I think is good. A lot of some musicians don't. I will say some musicians don't have that skill.
I would have to agree, and I've heard plenty around here. You know, you play in some tiny space, and you crank it all up, and then
it's pointless.
You know,
so we will play to the space. I think I enjoy it all. If we only played in smaller spaces, after a while, I would really be yearning to get on a big PA and crank, because this band does really well on big stages with big loud PAs. We become a big rock band.
Hence the orchestra part.
Right. Yeah.
It was really just a name. We weren't thinking it described anything. It was like, let's come up with a cool name. So we wanted it to be somewhat descriptive. Obviously, you always do, but it wasn't.
I actually think it describes us pretty well.
It does, but to think that we went through this, you know, this we went through a process of naming the band, but we never really took it beyond the fact of, yeah, that sounds pretty cool. I mean,
it's like the Beatles.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Sounds cool.
That one was taken.
But,
well, let's hear a little bit more about how you do in this space, which is extremely dry and dead. But we fixed that a little bit with our own electronics as it goes out over the air.
Oh, good.
You mentioned we have a new record.
I did.
It's called All Out of Peaches. I will plug it exceedingly here. You can get it on our website. GalacticCowboyOrchestra.com or anywhere music is sold. So we're going to do one from that piece. This is called Five Up Front.
We good to go?
Good to go. Thank you.
Thank you.